Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will vote next week on the National Security Supplemental Bill, which includes a bipartisan deal on border and immigration restrictions. Schumer saying the text of the agreement will be made public as soon as Friday or as late as Sunday, and that he plans to set up a vote on the legislation next week, and that will occur no later than Wednesday. President Biden is honoring the U.S. troops who were injured and lost their lives in an Iran-backed drone strike earlier this week. Three service members were killed while stationed at a U.S. military outpost in Jordan, and over 30 were injured. The president speaking at the yearly National Prayer Breakfast on Capitol Hill.
Jim and I will be at Dover Air Force Base to receive the dignified transfer of their bodies. They've raised their lives in harm's way. They risked it all. And we'll never forget the sacrifices and service to our country, at the dozens of service members who were wounded and are recovering now.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is sending members of the Florida National Guard to the Texas-Mexico border. He's seeking to deal with the surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border. Speaking Thursday in Jacksonville, the governor says he's seeking to protect his state and the country from the dangerous impact of illegal immigration.
Today, we are going to fortify our presence along the southern border. We're providing up to one battalion of Florida National Guard, as well as our first ever deployment of the Florida State Guard.
Boeing is being sued by shareholders following last month's door plug blowout and an Alaskan Airlines flight. The lawsuit alleges Boeing misled investors about potential serious safety lapses. The class action lawsuit is being led by the Rhode Island Attorney General. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
A federal judge in California is rejecting a lawsuit by pro-Palestinian groups seeking to force the Biden administration's hand.
They want the White House to put a stop to the Israeli military offensive in Gaza, which has left more than 26,000 Palestinian civilians dead. In dismissing the case, U.S. District Judge Jeffrey White said he did not have jurisdiction over the matter. However, he agreed it would be better for the U.S. to influence Israel toward a cease in hostilities with Hamas. The judge stated his concern that claims accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza may become, quote, plausible in the public eye. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The new free application for federal student loan aid will be delayed this year. The U.S. Department of Education saying students and families likely won't see their college financial aid packets until the first half of March. Louisiana Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy weighs in on the issue.
The GAO has begun their investigation. And as ranking member of the Health Committee, my office is also launching a hotline, a website, for students, guidance counselors, financial aid administrators, and others to report issues they are having with the FAFSA process.
A year after their final tour, the Grateful Dead offshoot Dead Company will take up residence at the Las Vegas Sphere. The residency kicks off May 16th and runs through June 22nd. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, along with Megan Barth. Megan, of course, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I was entertained a bit by Joe Biden's latest statement when it came to the southern border. He's not content enough to be president. He now wants to be dictator. He's complaining. This quote from him the other day about the border. He said, "I've done all I can do. Just give me the power. I've asked from the very day I got into office. Give me the Border Patrol. Give me the people. Give me the people, the judges. Give me the people who can stop this and make it work right," quote unquote. Jeez.
It's not mind-boggling to me, but I guess it's mind-boggling to me that people that actually believe the BS.
Yes.
Because the president, it does not take an act of Congress. What does take an act of Congress is to declare war, and now we're engaged in three different wars, and we're just lobbing, I don't know, bombs at Iran now. So I guess we're in a war with Iran. So that does take an act of Congress, but we've ignored that constitutional statute for, I don't know, I think the last time we declared war was like World War II. But this harping that the Democrats are doing, and we've got two Nevada senators that are saying the same thing, two female senators, Catherine Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen, that they somehow need a bill to secure the border. That's the first thing from the truth.
Well, but help me out here. Didn't by executive order he unwound the things that were working day one when he got into office? So if he can executive order screw the thing up, why can't he by executive order make it right again? What am I missing?
You're not missing a thing, because you actually have a brain in between your two ears, and you have two functioning eyes, two functioning ears, and you usually just use those instead of using your mouth, unless, of course, you're on radio.
Yes.
But politicians use their mouth, and they certainly don't appear to have a brain between their two ears, and they want us to believe what we see with our eyes isn't real. And so, you know, Donald Trump did a very good job on the border. When you look at the numbers, and I don't have them in front of me, they were six figures. You know, 300,000, 400,000 illegal crossings. But it didn't mean that we had to ship all of these people to the interior of the border like we're seeing in Colorado, New York, Massachusetts, if I didn't say Chicago, et cetera. That wasn't happening under Donald Trump. And it didn't take new laws, okay, to do that. Donald Trump simply used the resources at home that he had at hand and secured the border. Biden even said, well, if I don't get this, basically it's an amnesty bill that allows the continued invasion, then I'm just going to close the border. Well, then why not do it now?
Exactly. Well, and then what happened, Megan, to, you know, in the 80s, when the Democrats went to Reagan and said, look, this is it. We'll never ask again. We won't come back to the well again. You know, we've got these 3,000, I'm sorry, 3 million. It was 3 million, I think. 3 million was the number. We're going to amnesty them, and that's it. You know, never again. Well, in short order, then they came back. They flat out lied, and now here it is. I mean, it is amazing, this process that has taken place, because as far left as the Democrats have gone regarding border and migration, they've gone so far left that they've pulled the Republicans to the left to the point, and help me if I'm missing something here, but it seems that the Republicans now are where the Democrats were 20 years, you know, 10, 20 years ago. So, and Republican principles are long gone, and now you've got Langford, who is sitting there trying to compromise an impossible bill here that there's no way, as Speaker Johnson said, it's going to be DOA in the House, thank God. But it's just the fact that Langford, you think, hey, this guy's a conservative, you know, for the most part. But for him to, you know, fold and think that he's compromising, but he's compromising with a radical left that is way radical left. It's not in the same, you know, same purview or the same position as Democrats were, you know, 20 years ago. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. And Langford was just censured. I can't remember what state he's from. But he was just
Oklahoma, wasn't it?
Oklahoma.
Is he from Oklahoma?
Oklahoma. Yeah. Uh-huh. He was just censured by the state GOP there, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of neither here nor there as far as in terms of consequence. Mm-hmm. But at least someone's paying attention in the old.
Well, yeah, you see a penalty flag on the field at least, and that's
right.
Fine. So it's a notice to him and others, but they need to really stop and think about this process and what they're doing. And again, I see them compromising, you know, with the left that's just gone way overboard and you know, trying to sell it to the constituents as if the, you know, it's some, you know, kind of minor compromise. No, this is a huge compromise.
Oh, it's basically a fold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this has absolutely nothing to do with border security and giving Democrats every single thing they want. They still want to allow 5,000 people to illegally cross the border, like, and then just go into our interior. No.
Yeah. Let's add another 2 million a year, right?
Correct. Either illegal immigration is a crime or it's not. Either human trafficking is a crime or it's not. And what we're watching here is one of the largest government-funded through NGOs human traffic operations in the history of our country. There was an exchange, and I don't remember between who, in Congress, between some dope at the Department of Homeland Security. Do we even have a Department of Homeland Security? Why do we even have a Department of Homeland Security if they don't even keep the Department of the Homeland Secure? But there was an exchange, and they said approximately, like, I think it was like 80,000 kids are missing. It was in the tens of thousands.
Right.
Where are they? I don't know.
Yeah, and where's AOC? Is she not crying over those 100,000? I mean, she was crying because they were in cages, supposedly, but, you know, the fact that they're missing, I guess, matters little.
Right.
Right?
Tens of thousands of children have gone missing while in the protection, supposedly, of our country in some form or another, whatever agency. We've got 80,000 agencies. One of the three-letter agencies are responsible for those children's safety, and they've disappeared.
100,000 kids that have disappeared into the interior of America, the number one sex trafficking country on the planet. What does that tell you?
So, right. This is the largest human trafficking operation funded by our government, funded by the Joe Biden administration, and within human trafficking is also sex trafficking. It's basically the same thing.
Exactly.
They aren't trafficking. They aren't trafficking humans because they want them to have a better life.
No.
They're trafficking humans because they want the money associated with sex trafficking and drugs.
Got to leave it there for now. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Megan Barth after this.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. We're talking with Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. What has happened at our border and the misuse, the abuse of humanity here? Megan, I mean, what is history going to say down the road about America? I mean, we are the number one consuming country of human trafficking, sex trafficking, The cartels last year generated something like $13 billion in a windfall profit. And they're saying, oh, Joe Biden been very, very good to the cartels, right?
Very, very good. The cartels are basically winning.
Mm-hmm.
While we're being robbed, and that's exactly what this is theft by the Biden administration of our tax dollars, the resources that we pay for with our tax dollars to fund this operation and give to the cartels. When you look at Massachusetts, for example, the governor just came out in a teary statement, and of course it looks like she hasn't brushed her hair or worn makeup and taken care of any simple hygiene that women are expected to. That's your typical Democrat woman.
Mm-hmm.
Typical Democrat woman crying, wringing her hands as she takes away a senior center and a youth center from legal Massachusetts folks to give to illegal immigrants, to house to illegal immigrants. So our veterans, our elderly, our children, you know, the most vulnerable amongst us are being punished and penalized and physically and emotionally damaged so we can make room for these third world invaders.
These third world invaders
are not bringing skills.
Right.
They're not bringing intellect. See, we aren't importing people that are going to be, you know, the next scientist who splits an atom. We can see it in New York. We can see it everywhere they go. In Colorado, in Denver specifically, and this didn't get a lot of traction and it should have, there were 8,000 illegal immigrants that used the hospital 20,000 times in just the span of a month or two and have nearly bankrupted the hospital for $136 million. 8,000 immigrants cost the hospital $136 million. Tell me how many times have you used the hospital bill in the course of your lifetime? It wouldn't add up.
Yeah, maybe twice, three times max.
Right.
Even my kids, if that, yeah.
I've been to the hospital, I think, three times in my life.
Mm. Yeah.
8,000 of these folks used the hospital within months 20,000 times for dental, for childbirth, and for mental health.
Right.
That's more important.
And who's going to pay the bill?
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
That's a big question.
Right. Well, we know who pays, because it's always us that's paying the bill. The Democrats come up with this stuff, and they figure, okay, well, look, it's not their money. You know, we the people will pay the bill until we finally realize that we have the power to say, no, we're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to reelect you. We're not going to put you knuckleheads in this because you're consistent. I mean, I don't care about, you know, that you're a Democrat or a Republican. Is that if you're going to make and follow and pass stupid policies that are killing our economy and compromising us and putting us all in danger, because the thing that they're setting up down the road, this is so unsustainable, Megan. What happens when all these migrants, you know, when we get to the point that there's no more money left? They're not going to be happy campers. They're going to be upset. And what are they going to do to our local communities?
Well, we just saw a preview of that on the streets of New York, where a group of, I think it was six or eight aliens.
Could you believe that?
I'm not calling them migrants. Mm. I refuse. They're illegal aliens. They're invaders.
Right.
Migrants is what the Democrats have now termed them and people are using, and I refuse to do it. But they mob assaulted, beat up cops on the streets of New York. And I just read that they were released without bail.
Exactly. Exactly. You see, and this goes back. You see, this goes back to what Donald Trump said before. Remember, everybody, oh, my, all the Democrats, they went so crazy. You know, but Trump called it out for what it was. Said, look, we're not getting their best. You know, that's what you were saying earlier. We're not getting their best. Of course, and even if we We were getting their best. Again, I remind everybody, they're beholden to the cartels. I mean, you don't get across the southern border without permission from the cartels. They are controlling that. And they make each one of these people beholden to their interest. I mean, it's modern-day indentured servitude brought to you by the Democrats that are so shocked about, you know, the history of American slavery, and here they are participating in the creation of a new form of slavery. That's galling.
Yeah, what Donald Trump also said is the Democrats want open borders, and this is exactly what we have is open borders. So, you know, I would prefer some mean tweets right now, $2 gas and a secured border. And yet I looked yesterday, there was a poll or something published that women are preferring Biden again. Women are preferring Biden by 6 points. Why?
Yeah.
So you can abort your baby on the delivery table?
Right.
I mean, are women really this stupid? It's seemingly so.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first thing that anyone, man or woman, should be voting on is the safety and security of this country.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, and I interviewed Cash Patel a couple weeks ago, and even Trump has said it at his rallies and others, we will have a terrorist attack.
Oh, yeah.
Because of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because we already have mob violence on the streets of New York.
Right.
Seen that. And basically the New York City has sanctioned abuse against police officers. You can now, I guess, just wash the streets of New York and just randomly beat up a police officer and
get away
with it without bail.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To do it again hours later. You know, the thing is that the Democrats own the corner when it comes to emotionalizing whatever it is. They've been very, and this is what captures the minds of women. And that's not to say less than or cheapen or whatever. It's just the sensitivity and the wiring of women in general is emotionally motivated. That is a strength of how they're wired. And the Democrats have been able to capture that. And Republicans, the conservatives, have got to find a way to counterbalance this and not come back and say, okay, we want to talk logic, because it's too long a discussion. You know, we've got to be able to capture and emotionalize the message on the right in such a way that before it gets to that point, before it gets to the point where, you know, there is, you know, there's mass murder or there's another 9/11 because of the vulnerability of our country and the policies that Joe Biden has put us in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're going to, you know, in order to wake these emotionally driven women up, I guess there has to be pain. And there has to be a lot of it.
Only
thing that's really going to change people's perception or emotional attachment is pain.
Yeah. Well, it'll shock you. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, for those of us who are putting out the warning and saying, look, it's unnecessary. We do not have to go through this. But if you insist on siding with those things that are going to keep you in danger, you're going to realize, you know, the fruit of those choices. And this is what comes with the Biden administration and the Democrats that are all about whipping you up and emotionalizing everything and causing you to suspend common sense. Please don't let that happen. Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. As always, Megan, appreciate the time. Take care.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA News Update. A federal judge in California is rejecting a lawsuit by pro-Palestinian groups seeking to force the Biden administration's hand. They want the White House to put a stop to the Israeli military offensive in Gaza, which has left more than 26,000 Palestinian civilians dead. In dismissing the case, the judge said he did not have jurisdiction over the matter. If your kids consume energy drinks, their brain might be at risk. According to new research, those who drank energy drinks with caffeine or stimulants in them had a higher risk of mental health issues, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. Actor Alec Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter charges in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Hanya Hutchins on the New Mexico movie set of Rust. Baldwin waived his arraignment and entered the plea in a court document that was filed Wednesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay, join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Troy Anderson is going to be joining us in just a moment to talk about Revelation 9:1-1. He's got a new book coming out in spring of this year, Your Mission in God's Army, Should You Choose to Accept It. I guess we can add a Mission Impossible meme to that one, but anyway, Troy will be joining us in just a moment. His book, Revelation 9:11, how the book of Revelation intersects with today's headlines. You see this happening so much. We've said time and again, the hour hand of God's prophetic clock is Israel. That's what you have to look at. Israel is the pivot point. Whatever's happening in Israel will give you an indication in terms of the end of days, not to mention the cultural upheaval. We've been talking about this new film that's going to be coming out in March about the flood and Noah, and just how corrupt and evil it was during that period of time. And Jesus said, just as in the days of Noah. Think about that. Think about where we are. Think about what you see, what you read in the news every day. Troy Anderson joins us now. Troy, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Hi, Bill. It's a good to show.
How much, I mean, you look, as I was saying in the intro here, and you see what's happening with this cultural upheaval. Sexual, trans, all the sexual, how do you say it, perversion that's taking place, human sex trafficking, crime running amok. It's okay to steal $1,000. In the streets, I mean, the Ten Commandments are being obliterated right before our eyes. And, this is going to come to a head. And that head will be that God will come, and judge his creation.
Yeah, Bill. We've seen this, you know, this fundamental transformation of our country and the world just in the last, 10 years, this acceleration. And, the Bible told us that at the time of Noah, the thoughts of men were evil continually. And we're entering that period of time. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. And so, I've spent a dozen years investigating, or we're really moving into these end time events the Bible talks about. And we've got, two new books coming out exploring this. Revelation 9-11 is already a number one bestseller, Pastor Paul Bagley.
Yes.
And your mission in God's Army with Colonel David Giamona. So, it blows me away to watch this transformation of our once great country to devolving into all this perversion and sin and wickedness.
Well, and the thing is that it's bittersweet in as much as that God is true to his promise. And what other God tells you in advance what's going to happen, Troy? Right?
There's that verse in, I think it's in Isaiah, that, God tells us the end from the beginning.
From the beginning.
You know, this is one of the greatest proofs that the Bible is true, is that, that thousands of prophecies have been fulfilled in exacting detail. I think there's probably about, 500 to 1,000 left that will be, mm-hmm. be fulfilled during the time between now and the tribulation and during the tribulation. So, as you really delve into Bible prophecy, you discover this is one of the greatest proofs that the Bible is true, because all of the religious books in the world, they here and there, they make a few predictions, but almost all of them don't come true. But the Bible, if you really study it, is exacting in detail and down to minutest detail that these things are happening.
Yeah, I tell people often, Paul, that or Troy, that if God's been correct 1,000% on 2/3 of his prophecies so far, there's roughly about 1/3, it's estimated, that are yet to be realized. What are the chances on that remaining 1/3 that his batting average is going to continue?
I remember. Lee Strobel came and spoke at a church here about a year and a half ago, and I think I put this in Revelation 9-11. He gave this example of the chance that all these, just like 8 prophecies mm-hmm. of Jesus' first coming could come true. There was a famous professor back in the 50s, a mathematician. His class studied, what's the probability that just 8 prophecies of the Old Testament about Jesus, being born in Bethlehem, being crucified, all kinds of little details. What's the probability that could happen? And he said it's like, 1 to 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, those prophecies.
And the thing is yet we so stubbornly want to have it our way. When on the other side is a loving God who sent this Jesus to bring us back home, that there's this natural pull to bring us back home with him to eternity. And yet we stubbornly want to have it our way. That's what befell a third of the angels in heaven. Here they are. I mean, they're winning. They're having a great time. They're with God. And they decide they got a better way on their own, right?
Yeah, this seems to be a sad human trait that, you know, we want to do things our way. We want to be the gods of our own lives. But, you know, God showed us how much he loves us by sending his son to die for us so we can be forgiven of our sins. We can enjoy eternity in heaven with the Lord and all the saints. And I mean, this offer still stands. You know, before all these things unfold, before the second coming of Christ, people can still turn to the Lord and be forgiven of their sins. And, in my own personal life, we've just seen miracle after miracle after miracle in recent years. And it's just an astounding thing to behold how the Lord, you know, intervenes in your life. My wife got, she's in the hospital for 17 days last November.
Uh-huh.
Severe COVID pneumonia,
uh-huh.
severe sepsis, acute pancreatitis and stomach bleeding. Okay. Doctor told me she had a 50-50 chance of living. Everybody prayed for her, and mm-hmm. I believe God saved her life. And then we got a gigantic hospital bill, and then the hospital forgave the bill. So it's like, you know, these huge miracles that, you know, God performs to show that he's real, that he loves us and he cares about us.
Yeah. How cool is that, Troy? That's unbelievable. And stories like this are abounding. And I'm glad you share yours, because this will encourage others. Because when you've been touched like God, and he confirms, because that's what he does, he confirms that he is, and he's active in our lives. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that we're all going to live in eternity, right? Now, the difference will be, will it be with eternity with God or eternity without God? And it's kind of like that question that's asked in the Bible, in the book of Deuteronomy, that what lies before you is life and death. And the Bible doesn't hesitate. It tells you right away, choose life. That's the better one, right? So it's the same way. You're at that crossroads. What lies before you is eternity. You got eternity with God or without God? You want with God, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what it really boils down to is it's just sort of you and God. God, you know, God created billions and billions of people, but you know, one day we're all going to stand before him and give an account for our lives. And I mean, we're all sinners. We all, you know, sin, and God is willing to forgive us. But that's the key thing. We have to ask him for that forgiveness and submit our lives to his, his rule over our lives and what the Bible tells us. And you know, that's why we wrote Your Mission in God's Armies, and encourage people to discover their assignment, you know, all the different assignments that God has for us, these amazing jobs he has for us in life.
And that's great, because, you know, even like right now, you know, what is our assignment at this very moment, you know, for this appointed time, for a time such as this? And we are challenged to discover and to align ourselves with God's will to be done, so that we're on his side of this battle, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is the most exciting time in history to be a Christian. We're watching all these signs that Jesus' return is coming soon. And so it's all hands on deck to bring in as many people to the Lord as possible. So
yeah.
We want to encourage people to share their faith, share their hope.
Yeah. The harvest is plentiful. It's the harvesters. Troy Anderson continues with us after this.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We've got the award-winning Troy Anderson with us. He's talking about, he's got two books that are coming out back-to-back. The first one, Revelation 9:1-1, how the book of Revelation intersects with today's headlines. And the other one that is coming up, remind us, Troy, the next book's coming out. This one's coming out in March, and then you got the one coming up in April, right? The next one?
Yeah. The second one is Your Mission in God's Army, Discovering and Completing Your Faith-Filled Assignment Before Christ's Return. That's with Colonel David Giamone, our third book in the series.
Right. Yeah, because this is important. I mean, you know, we pray in the Lord's Prayer, God's will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And so we need to align ourselves to that prayer with what's happening with the current events, because we're living out the Bible right now, Troy. I mean, this is exciting. You know, for those of us who have studied, you know, prophecy over the years, and we start seeing these signs. I mean, you know, I'm excited to see. Okay, how is this going to unfold? What's next? And I believe that it, you know, for some, you know, as you and I talked about in the first segment. Is, you know, as Jesus said, you know, look out and look at the harvest. It is ripe, but it needs harvesters. We need laborers, right?
Yeah, there's, I mean, you know, sadly, just a small percentage of Christians that still share their faith, mm-hmm. you know, perhaps because they're you know, they feel that, you know, they don't want to impose their beliefs on others. But as we've seen over the last year, and CBN News has done a phenomenal job of covering this, we've seen these tent revivals and these, mm-hmm. these baptisms, yes. at the ocean, and just you know, pockets of revival sweeping across exactly. the country. So there's so many people are hungry for God and the Bible and Jesus, and if we just simply share our faith with them, we could lead, you know, just countless people to the Lord. And mm-hmm. and so I think the world's opening because everybody's watching all this stuff happen. They're watching all right. these things unfold. They're wondering, are we really moving into the end times? I mean, there's even a recent LifeWay poll said 9 in 10 pastors now see signs of the end times in current events, and yet, you know, most of the church is silent about this, but yet we're all watching it happen.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, it's not just here in America, to your point. I mean, Muslims are, you know, you hear repeatedly, I do, Troy, you know, because of a dream. And next thing you know, they're leaving their families. I mean, because you can't leave the Muslim religion in any, you know, and especially in some cultures. It is so dogmatic that if you do, you're dead to the family. You're dead to the family. You know, and so you know, whether it's there, China, you've got revival that's taking place. I'm not sure if you can call it a revival in China because, you know, we can call it a revival here in America because, you know, revival suggests that something that was vived is being revived, right? In China, it's just, it's amazing how the Spirit has been moving in some of these countries that have been so oppressive and anti-God. And in the midst of this persecution, again, this is, I think, the glory of contrast, you know, life and death. And when you're able to see the contrast that it's there, it's not total, it's not hopeless. But with God, there is hope, regardless of, you know, the oppressive times or whatever you may be subjected to. So we're seeing, you know, like you say, and I've said the same thing. I think you and I, last time we got together down in Orange County, Newport Beach, and I talked about these, you know, these pockets of, you know, bonfires of a revival that are happening. And at the time, I think I was able to see, you know, what was happening in the United States that was going underreported. But more and more as I look out and, you know, and you see what's happening around the globe, I mean, these are exciting times. And the reason that that's happening, because it's all converging. You know, you've got two dynamics that are taking place. You have this, you have revival, you have people coming to God in record numbers, and then you have, you know, as Jonathan Cahn calls it, the return of the gods, the manifestation of evil that is so overt now in America and around the world, right? And that's intensifying as we come closer and closer because, you know, the devil knows that his time is drawing nigh.
Yeah, I completely agree. We're seeing these two trends, you know, this acceleration of evil, the, you know, return of all this demonic activity and this revival that's going on. And people around the world are reporting, like you said, Jesus is appearing to people in visions and dreams in the Middle East. There's reports of people going to heaven. We have a company called Inspired Literary Group. We help people write and edit books. And one the experience of a doctor and her husband, he was in the hospital for 45 days with on a ventilator of COVID pneumonia. Mm-hmm. And he has this incredible experience of going to heaven. And there's people reporting these kind of things all over the world. So I think as we get closer to the Lord's return, there's going to be more of these dreams and visions and experiences like this. And we're hearing reports, you know, all around the world of this.
Mm-hmm. In Revelation 9:1-1, what were you and Paul, you know, hoping to accomplish in presenting this to us?
Yeah, so Pastor Paul Bagley and I written this book, Revelation 9/11, and really just delves into all the evidence. You know, since the September 11th terrorist attacks, which seemed like a very prophetic, you know, a great prophetic significance, mm-hmm. What has changed in America and in the world? And so the book really explores everything that's happened since then in a prophetic sense, and where are we heading? And of course, there's this amazing Bible verse, Revelation 9:11, that talks about Abaddon and Apollyon being released from the bottomless pit. And so mm-hmm. the book sort of takes you on this mystery-solving journey. And you know, what is this mysterious chapter 9:11 and verse in Revelation? And then it takes you through the whole book of Revelation, how that relates to what we're seeing happening today.
Yeah. You know, I find it quite interesting, you know, some of my friends at times will accuse me of being a numerologist, but I said, look, God is the author of numbers. And these numbers that stick out are important, whether it's Psalm 91, verse 1, in the book of Psalms. Also, you talk about the ninth chapter of Isaiah. And 9:10, really is so aligned with what happened in 9/11 and how it was, you know, consistent and reflects back on how the children of Israel reacted when they were judged and how they were defiant. They didn't draw to God. They just said, hey, look, we got attacked. Our walls got broken down because they weren't strong enough, so we're going to rebuild stronger. And America had the same attitude. In fact, they quoted the Bible unbeknownst, and the pattern that is so consistent, you know, which people, you know, question, they wondered, they go, you know, are we being judged? And this is where I think the church really fell, and fell short, was this was a spiritual moment, like Jesus, coming into Jerusalem on a donkey. It was an appointed time, and I believe the church missed that appointed time. And the people that it could have saved, because they came scrambling to the churches, if you recall, during that period of time, looking for answers, and the church didn't have it, sadly.
Yeah, I mean, God is the ultimate mathematician. You know, what everything boils down to, this is the greatest mathematical equation that the universe, our lives, our DNA. And so, you know, it stands to reason that God would also, you know, embed in the Bible, which is, you know, just this infinite, endless, you know, book with all this knowledge and guidebook to life, but also all these mathematical patterns. And so all those verses you just cited are incredible. That it sort of all matches up, especially Psalm 91, the soldier's prayer.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's, again, for me, and I know for you, Troy, I sense this, as we're talking, that, you know, these are really exciting times, you know, for people of faith, because we have this assurance and it's an expectation of Jesus' coming. And it will be a victory, you know, for those who are faithful, you know, to the gospel message and faithful to, to God's commandments, right?
Yeah, that's something we want to communicate in these books, is that, you know, there's great hope for believers. You know, the Lord wants us to, you know, find our destiny, find our mission, our assignment in this great army. I remember as a kid, you know, singing that song, Onward Christian Soldiers.
Right.
And so that was, and I used to watch all kinds of war movies with my dad. He was in the Korean War. And so when Colonel Giamona got a hold of me and asked me to help him write these books, you know, the first one, Military Guide to Armageddon, mm-hmm. Military Guide to Disarm and Deception Now, Your Mission in God's Army. You know, I sort of thought back to that. And we're soldiers in God's army. And our job is to fulfill the Lord's, calling on our lives, mm-hmm. Share our faith, encourage people, go to church, read the Bible, pray. Apostle Paul talks about praying continuously, mm-hmm. walk in the supernatural power, protection, and provision of the Holy Spirit. That's the key to the Christian life.
As the book of Ecclesiastes says, Troy, a time for peace and a time for war. And you don't want to miss the appointed time. You don't want to be in the wrong season, right?
Yeah, you certainly don't want to miss the amazing things that God has in store for us.
And that is so true. And I'm excited for all of us. And our prayer is that we would be perfectly aligned with the signs of the time. Like the brothers Issachar, who studied the times, that we would be students of the times and be discerners, because God doesn't want us to be walking, oblivious to what he is doing, right? He's faithful to that call. Troy Anderson, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care. God bless.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
1 in 3.